If the question is asked, what sort of life have you had so far? And if I lined every one of you up here in the front and asked each one of you, how many we've got here today, John? Roughly 68. I would get 68 different answers. Some of them probably would say that they're fortunate to have had a good life so far. Some may say that they just have constant struggles, continually making mistakes. Others looking back, wishing that they should have tried something out, but that it's too late now. But for some things, it's never too late. Don't think that your background or mistakes will stop you moving forward or being creative, no matter what age you are. Let's have a look at a picture. Thank you, Joyce. Here we have the picture of the Mona Lisa by Leonardo da Vinci. We have the Angel of the North, created by Anthony Gormley. We have the proper Cornish Pasty Company. And we have our Almighty God. And the question that's asked is, is there an odd one out between the four? And also, have they all got something in common? Well, let's have a look at the first one, Leonardo da Vinci. He was born in 1452 and died in 1519, aged 67. And he was an Italian with a creative streak in painting, sculpture, architecture. He was a musician, a mathematician, an engineer, an inventor, a geologist, a cartographer, and a writer. And of course, he's well known for painting the Mona Lisa. And I don't think any of us would hardly hazard a guess as if it came up for sale, how much that painting would actually go for, because it's probably the most famous one in the world. And he also spent 2 years producing the mural of the Last Supper of Jesus and his disciples. But what you might not know is that he was born the illegitimate son of a local lawyer. He didn't have the greatest start in life. But he made up for that uncomfortable start, and he used his creative gift for others. Next picture. Anthony Gormley, still alive, age 64 at the moment. And Anthony Gormley is known for his sculptures, many of which concern the human body. And for those of us up here, it is the Angel of the North that's standing tall on the hill overlooking Gateshead, Team Valley and Newcastle. Many of his other creations have been displayed in the Tate Gallery in London and in other provincial cities. And with the Angel of the North, it's a complete steel structure of an angel, 20 metres tall, with wings measuring 54 metres across. It was created in February 1998. And a few facts about it is it's the largest angel sculpture in the world. Its wingspan is almost the same as a jumbo jet. It's one of the most viewed pieces of art in the world, seen by one person every second. It weighs 200 tons, and there is enough steel in it to make 16 double-decker buses. And the cost to produce it was £800,000. Our cost for the new vineyard centre is not as much as that, praise the Lord. Thirdly, the Cornish pasty. You can't beat a good old Cornish pasty, and I'm glad that my fellow Devonian Rod is here today, because he would agree with me that a Cornish pasty is a proper job. Good man, good man. Despite the fact that he comes from Plymouth and I come from Exeter, which is a bit like a Tyne, well, Braunton, I mean, it's a Tyne and Wear derby, really, isn't it, you know? Now, the Cornish pasty even has protected status in these days. And in the olden days, the tin miners that worked in the tin mines of Cornwall would take a pasty down for the lunch while they were working. And they was used to take one that was savoury at one end of the pasty and sweet at the other end. And often there would be a crimp through the middle to separate the sweet from the savoury. Today, the bakers at the proper Cornish pasty bakery make a variety of different fillings to suit various tastes today. Chicken, bacon and leek, Philly cheese steak, peri-peri chicken, corn pasties. The bakers are creating all the time. And finally, our Almighty God. Now, when I picked out the four pictures, I did a rough little sort of pencil sketch, which I gave to Pat. She actually threatened to put my pencil sketch up on there. But thankfully, she didn't. But I thank her for what she did in creating this. Our Almighty God. And God sent his son Jesus to save you, me, and the whole of the human race. And whilst other religions have all had their gods, it's only Jesus who has died for us and rose again victorious. The cost was everything, and God gave everything for us. I said, is one of them an odd man out? And yes, it's our Almighty God, because each of the others just created in their own area. But the common link is all of them are creators. And sometimes it's good to go right back to the very beginning, and to go to Genesis, the very first book in the Old Testament. Very first chapter, chapter 1. And like Leonardo da Vinci, Anthony Gormley, and the Cornish Pasty Company, God had a blank canvas. Says in the beginning that the earth was formless and empty. Day 1, he created. He separated light from darkness to give us day and night. Day 2, he created. He separated the sky from the water. Day 3, he created. He separated dry ground or land from the seas. He created vegetation, plant bearing seeds, trees bearing fruit. And God saw that it was good. Day 4, he created. but the lights in the sky, the sun, the moon, the stars, planets, the galaxies, and it was good. Day five, he created. He filled the oceans and seas with creatures, and above the seas, he created the birds. Which brings an answer for me to the question of which came first, the chicken or the egg. Well, it had to be the chicken because he created the birds. But he didn't say anything about the eggs, so that satisfies me that the chicken came first. And it was good. Verse 22 says that God blessed them. And you know, that's what God would want to do for you today, is to bless you. Day six, he created. He created livestock and wild animals, and it was good. And finally, he created mankind, Adam and Eve, and in the image of God. And that's how precious that God sees each and every one of you here today, that you and I were made in his image. And at the end of the sixth day, he looked at all he created, and he didn't say it was good. Verse 31 says, it was very good. God created everything for you and I. Light, darkness, the sky, the oceans, vegetation, livestock, and wild animals. And when you move into chapter 2 of Genesis, it says, thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested. On the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. We might find that hard, that yes, even God rested. And that's a question we have to ask ourselves sometimes. Sometimes we can be so busy rushing around, getting distracted, getting stressed. But even God rested. Richard spoke in his fine sermon 2 weeks ago about us being more Christ-like. So if God, our Creator, made us in his image, shouldn't we be creators as well? Now, I can't paint like Leonardo da Vinci. And I don't have the creative feature to make something like Anthony Gormley did. I could make a Cornish pasty, but I certainly couldn't do God's job. I couldn't make these beautiful banners on the wall like Pat and Linda did. I don't play the guitar or the drums like the band play, because it's not my gifting. And sometimes we have to look at ourselves and ask, what is my gifting? What can I do that will glorify Jesus? Sometimes a simple thing can be very creative in God's eyes. For example, someone comes into the well for a food parcel. And because they have several bags and need to walk a good distance, just to give them a lift in your car can be a blessing to them. Incidentally, we've had a lot of people come from Eldon Lane. I remember one time last year, a young man who had been hounded out of somewhere in the northwest. He was HIV positive. He walked from Eldon Lane into the centre of Bishop because he had no idea where the well was. And he then walked from Bishop all the way through to the well. It's hard going when we see people like that. But Jesus has a compassion for these people. Another, excuse me. Another example could be that someone needs their grass cutting, and maybe they don't have a mower, or they're unable to do it themselves. Or maybe just baking a cake or some biscuits. And when someone receives something like this, it lifts them, it brightens their day. Now you may well say, well, I can't manage to do any of these things. And that's fair enough. But there's two things that you can do that will make you creative. To be an encourager. Even if something is not your gifting, you can encourage others in theirs. And that's maybe just what they need. When someone gets encouragement, it lifts them. It puts a smile on their face. It's easy to be a criticizer, but that only means that you're knocking them down. We want to be building people up, not destroying them. So be an encourager. Be a prayer warrior. So many of you here that have had prayers answered. Think recently, Kim and Howard, John and Mary, family situations where prayer's gone around and prayer has been answered. And the great thing about prayer is that you can do it anywhere, anytime. And you know, I'd encourage you to persist in prayer. Because God's listening all the time. And how persistent are you to get that prayer through? You can do it in the house, on the bus, in a quiet time, at work. Nowhere is out of bounds. Last Sunday, Andy Mitchell showed us a video where probably a dozen different people all helped each other. They didn't know each other, but they helped each other. From giving some food and a bottle of water to picking up a wallet or a purse that had been dropped and giving it back to that person. The look of astonishment by some of the people almost saying, I don't believe that someone would do that for me. There's so many options to use your gift in. I'm going to let the band come back before I finish off now. Every single one of us is made in the image of God. And if we're to reflect his son Jesus, we're to use our gift and to be creative. These four are all creators. And every single one of us can join that list by creating something, whether it's big or small, that doesn't matter. Now, if you know what your gifting is, that's great. And I just urge you to continue using it to glorify Jesus. But maybe, just maybe, you don't know what your gifting is. Or perhaps you're unsure. Today would be a good day to find out. And either to have prayer, and that's always good to have, or just to talk and share with someone that you know. Because this is all part of Jesus building his people up. Amen.